Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is going on? Hopefully you had a great 4th of July holiday. Thanks for checking us out on the Daily Fantasy Fix. I am Dan Bach. Of course, thanks to Fantasy Draft and Roto Grinders doing this podcast for, multiple years now. And it's funny because no slate is the same. And today we're going to be looking at baseball for you on this Thursday. And sometimes you come across slates that you don't like. This is one I do not like tonight. Not really catching a lot of vibes here early in the morning in terms of where I want to go. So I'm going to let you in on my thinking here today. But just know, like, sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. This slate, I am not feeling it at all. So, but we're going to get into that here tonight. Also, if you didn't see, DraftKings instituted some Summer League NBA over there. Man, first tennis, now Summer League NBA, tons of stuff happening in the world of DFS. And so that's kind of interesting. Playing the tennis, I'm not very good. I'm hoping when we get a little bit smaller fields in terms of the number of participants left, it'll be a tad bit easier. But I don't really think many people, even casual players, want to research 128 some odd players. But you know what? It's made me watch tennis again, which, again, something I haven't done in a while. Now, Daily Fantasy Summer League, I think it's going to all come down to, like, reporting and trying to find information via that outlet because, you know, you're not going to have, you know, injury reports are bad for regular season basketball. You're probably going to be non-existent here for Summer League. So for me, it's going to mainly boil down to information gathering rather than, you know, projecting, you know, how well teams match up versus centers. And it's all about playing time and trying to figure that puzzle out. So I put a poll out there. Would people play it? Hell yeah or hell no. And the hell no's came in at about 75%. To the 25% that would say yes. So we'll see exactly what kind of tournaments we see over on DraftKings, if this gains much steam. But I don't blame them for trying. It probably is not too difficult for them to put something out, you know, for this. But I do know as well that, like, sometimes these games start earlier than scheduled. So you kind of keep your eye out on that. But NBA Summer League. Coming to DFS. What a world. But let's get into baseball for you tonight. Still some big tournaments out there. And I think it's going to be a mess of a slate because we're going to have extremely chalk starting pitcher today. And it's going to be Justin Verlander. I'll be curious to see what his ownership is over on FanDuel tonight, where you only need one starting pitcher. He's 12-2 over there, 13-4 on DraftKings, 25-4 on Fantasy Draft. And he is by far the top option today. Going against arguably one of the best strikeout situations in the league against the Chicago White Sox. So I expect monster ownership on Verlander to the tune of, I mean, especially like DraftKings, you're talking two pitcher sites. So are you really going to roster two of these other scrubs besides him? Probably not. I mean, he could be like 90% owned in cash games today and like 70% owned in tournaments. That sounds extreme, but these other pitchers just, you know, sucky McSuckerson. They're just bad. They're just really, really bad. So, and then on FanDuel, you know, when you've got these situations where one guy stands out over everybody else, obviously there's, you know, some game theory to be had in tournament play with that today. But I just feel it's like way too good of a situation here for Justin Verlander. So I think he's, you know, it's a pretty easy call for him today. You know, his last two starts have not been great. There's something to be said for that. 10 and 13 fantasy draft DraftKings points. But I think he gets back easily into the mid-20s tonight. So he's the no-brainer choice. Now, the real question is, where are you going in your other pitching spot, or if you're playing FanDuel and you want to, you know, differentiate yourself from the field, where do you go? I mean, these names are not good. Pablo Lopez, Hellickson, Gallardo, Boyd, Cashner, Sledgers, Rodon, Freed, Chacín, Lauer, Shelby Miller, Berea, Gonzalez, Luke Weaver, Johnny Cueto. That's it. Those are other options. Well, here's what I think is going to happen. I think that a lot of people are going to play Max Fried for the Atlanta Braves. You know, his last start, you know, he got called up, kind of was supposed to be a spot start, and he ended up striking out 11. And, you know, before that, he pitched five innings, had six strikeouts versus the Mets. And he goes on the road on Milwaukee today, and I just have a sneaking suspicion things are not going to go so smoothly for him here. Zero walks in that last start. Or actually, let me take that back. He did have three walks in that last start. And I think he is, there's definitely got like K upside. Like if you look at his minor league numbers, he's got K upside, but he also has allowed a mess of home runs. And if you're walking people and giving up home runs, it's going to catch up with you. You know, FanDuel, he's 5,900. On DraftKings, he's 7,500. I think I'm actually going to be off of him today. I think I'm actually going to play a few Brewers out there today to kind of even gain greater leverage on that one. I mean, I am super intrigued to see what Jimeno's ownership projections come in at today for these other starting pitchers. But I think if I had to guess, I think some people are going to go over there today. Now, we don't have a total on this Atlanta Brewers game or the Baltimore-Minnesota game. I'll be very curious to see what those check in at. Let me give a quick refresh on our lineups page and see if they have come in. Nope, they haven't come in yet. But, you know, as of this morning, I'm probably not playing Max Fried because I think, you know, if I'm going to differentiate, it's not going to be not playing Justin Verlander today. It's going to be maybe fading that number two chalk over on DraftKings. I'll tell you where I think I'm going with my second starting pitcher, and it's probably Jeremy Hellickson today. And I don't feel good about paying $7,700 for Hellickson on DraftKings. He's $6,300 over on FanDuel just because he's got, you know, such little upside. You know, his last couple of starts have not gone great. Seven fantasy points, under one against Atlanta. But does get a Miami team at home here today where I'm hoping, you know, he can pitch well. Each of his, you know, he's been on the road on five of his last six starts. And the two previous against San Diego and Pittsburgh, he went for 16 fantasy points, 18 fantasy points. I feel like this matchup is somewhat close to those. And it's just it's a matter of you've got to play somebody. And there's not much here else that really stands out to me. The implied run total is under four for the Marlins today. So I think Hellickson is a pretty safe option for us tonight. So I'm looking at him a little bit. Johnny Cueto coming off the DL. I don't think he's going to pitch long enough, so I don't think I can go there. Marco Gonzalez is another one to maybe consider at $7,300 over on DraftKings. You know, I don't love taking pitchers versus the Angels. You know, the Angels also getting Ohtani back in the lineup here today. But the one thing you can say is he's been pretty safe. He's really only had that one blow-up start against the New York Yankees on the road. Otherwise, it's gone for 34, 11, 13, 18, 24, 22, 29. The K's at 7, 6, 5, 7, 3, 6, 4, 6. So he hasn't been getting blown up here. I think at 7,300, he's definitely a guy for us to consider here tonight. Again, lowish implied run total for the Angels at 3.66. So I think that Marco Gonzalez, you know, I don't love it, you know, when you got to face, you know, Mike Trout, Ohtani, and a lineup that's been okay. But Gonzalez, I feel like there's not that much risk in rolling him out there today. In terms of our, like, plate IQ, it's interesting. I was going to look at our plate IQ scores here for the pitchers, and it's Verlander at 70 plate IQ points, Max Fried at 62, and then next up, it's Shelby Miller and Luke Weaver at 55 and 53. So the spread is enormous there on these guys. So that's the way that the plate IQ ratings came in for you. So a little free peek behind the paywall here for you on this Thursday. All right, let's get to the hitters here tonight. We'll start at the catcher position. Not particularly a fun one to roster today. I mean, even though I do really, I don't say like, but might be using Jeremy Hellickson, if I'm going to Marco Gonzalez instead, I would not think it's the worst idea in the world to potentially be using JT Realmuto. I think he's the most talented, probably catcher, one of the most talented catchers we have hitting-wise on this slate today. Buster Posey's there, but in a pretty bad ballpark. And the matchup will be pretty great here. 342 the number. He's sporting 358 versus righties over the last two seasons. So definitely a nice sample size there for him. But 4.7, I don't know if I want to spend that much on a position that I just don't love from top to bottom. Save you about $800 and go to John Ryan Murphy today against Eric Lauer. Again, small sample size alert, but 383 WOBA versus lefties over the last couple seasons, 298 in that ISO. So that's kind of pops a little bit here today. I wish he was a little bit cheaper. I'd love to save a little bit more, but you know, the 2K crappers at this position, you're talking about the Bobby Wilsons, the Omar Navarez. These guys are not good. So those are probably my top two targets today, John Ryan Murphy, JT Realmuto. I think Houston's going to be a somewhat popular stack. Evan Gattis, the Plate IQ Premium reports today, 0 for 4 for him. 0 for 4 in terms of positive matchup factors and 4 negative matchup factors. So I'm going to kind of avoid that. All right, let's move on over to first base today. We get Paul Goldschmidt versus a lefty at home. That's usually a pretty positive spot for us. The matchup WOBA is very extreme here at a 421. 430 is his weighted OBA himself with a 324 ISO over the last two seasons versus lefties. He's a lock and load tonight, I think. At 5.2, he's not cheap, but I do really like him a good bit. Jesus Aguilar, it's funny because I said I wanted to play Milwaukee today, and I kind of do. I don't want to play Manny Pena, but I want to play some maybe power bats from this game if I can. Aguilar's up to 5.1 over on DraftKings. It's going to be hard to press that button when you can get Paul Goldschmidt for 100 more, but it's probably going to lead to a lot more contrarian Brewers stack there, because I don't think a lot of people are going to want to pay that number, period, in terms of one-offs. So Aguilar, 3,900 over on DraftKings. Fantasy draft, 98. It's a big number, but you can play a mess of first baseman over there, and I don't think it's the worst move. Freddie Freeman also in a pretty nice spot here tonight against Chacin, who definitely struggles versus lefties. Let's see. We've got the XFIP over the last two seasons, 4.69 against lefties, a 341 weighted OBA allowed, a K rate of 15%, walk rate of 12%. So Freddie Freeman in a nice spot. So definitely, you know, pay up spot looks to be the right move over at first base. If you want to come down a little bit, you've got Justin Bour available for you as well. Again, I don't. It's weird to say his name and then say I might play Hellickson, but he's 3,500, so I think it's a decent enough matchup. And then Logan Morrison, potentially, we'll see where he's batting in the lineup today against Andrew Cashner. I'll be curious to see where the Minnesota team total comes in. The early outlook on the bat that Derek Carty, his model, was had a mess of Minnesota bats in, you know, the first optimal build. Now, obviously, that changes when more and more information comes in, lineup orders and umpires and all that stuff. But right off the bat, it really did like Minnesota against Cashner. My problem with stacking Minnesota against Cashner is just not like a lot of, I feel, home run upside in there. Like, yeah, maybe Dozier can get you one. Maybe Lomo can get you one. But Cashner doesn't give up a ton of home runs himself. This isn't Lucas Giolito pitching here. So I think that limits some of the upside. But if the prices are low, I certainly get it. Gurriel's been playing really, really well here lately. He's 2,900 over on FanDuel, 4K over there on DraftKings, and not too bad over the last couple of weeks. So definitely a name to consider if you're looking at Houston with one of the higher team totals on the slate. One other guy to look at, he's starting to get hot. Three home runs in the last three games. Mark Trumbo, he's definitely a guy who has the power come in spurts. And he gets this matchup versus Sledgers of Minnesota, who is not a strikeout guy at all. And that's really what I worry about with Mark Trumbo. If this is a guy who he can make contact against, it's a pretty good chance that that ball could go deep. And the price on DraftKings, I don't love at 4,100. Fantasy draft, he's at 82. FanDuel at 33. But I think he's interesting for a one-off. Definitely a guy who, again, powers just watching him play over the last couple of years, they come in waves. And if he's got, you know, something going here over the last three, four games, and I feel like it's a pitcher that he matches up well against, not afraid to really go there tonight. All right, moving on over to second base today. I mean, you got the 5K guys in Altuve and Albies against Chacín and Rodon. They're fine. I mean, they're perfectly fine matchups. They're just really expensive at 52 and 5,500. And it's just like with Verlander at his price tonight, just don't feel like you're going to be able to, you know, pay all the way up there. I'd save $1,000 and roll Dozier against Cashner if I was going to pay up at this position at all today. Not sure that I am. But Dozier at 4,200 over there on FanDuel is the salary for him. One guy to consider here from San Diego could be Corey Spangenberg, batting fifth against Shelby Miller. I mean, I don't know what to make of Shelby Miller. Like, I thought he was not literally dead, but I thought his career was dead. And now he's back once again. And, you know, you don't stack Padres all that often and usually win a lot of money doing it. But Shelby Miller out there in Arizona, I mean, we'll see. But I think I'll take a one-off on Spangenberg at 3,400 as, you know, a potential, you know, kind of one-off play here for him. We'll see if Joe Panik, you know, catches the lineup today against Weaver. Weaver's just been out of it his last couple of starts. So I think there's a little bit of consideration there for him. The matchup was pretty solid at a 350. 338 for him versus righties, 157 ISO, and the salary there at 3,500. So I think we could do worse there. Nico Goodrum, another one to consider. This might be the first time I've ever even mentioned his name on a podcast. So maybe this is good karma, but you know, the average is ugly, but you know, this matchup here, today against Yovani Gallardo, game is out there in Detroit. We'll see about the weather, but 85 degrees, pretty humid. But Goodrum, we'll see where he's hitting in the lineup. If he's near the top, again, could be a guy in that middle tier. But for cash games, I might just try and fit Brian Dozier in and move on a little bit. All right, let's move on to the third base spot here tonight. And you got the red-hot Alex Bregman against the lefty here in Rodon, but again, 5,500, that's just a big, big number to put out there. You know, Anthony Rendon, I don't mind him. We like him better versus lefties. Wish it was a little bit cheaper, 4,200 on FanDuel, 48 on DraftKings, but another guy who's been hitting the ball really, really well over the last month. I mean, really, really well. Take a look at those game logs, and your eyes are gonna open a good bit. Lopez is not a gas can by any measure there for Miami. I was looking at his minor league numbers. Pretty solid kid. Let me see if I can't bring those up. I looked at so many prospects here today. I'm trying to make sure I don't mix them up in my head. But, Lopez did not seem particularly fluky based on here. Pablo Lopez. Did I call him Raffy? I might have called him Raffy. Pablo Lopez. Looking at his minor league numbers here. 307 strikeouts and 396 innings. This season, 51 Ks and 43 innings in AA, 15 Ks and 18 innings. So the K numbers are not terrible. I think we can expect like 5-6 Ks from him today. But tougher matchup here versus a Nationals lineup that, let's face it, they had a players-only meeting the other day. Things are turning sour pretty fast. Things need to turn for them quickly, and they're going to be firing a ton of lefty bats at him. Eaton, Soto, Harper, Murphy, Adams, potentially. I mean, that's making me want to stay away from Lopez here today. Nats could be an interesting stack. Maybe a guy like Matt Adams, another one if he is in the lineup today, could be a guy for us to consider. And, you know, Daniel Murphy, again, at 4,300, not the worst price on the board. So I don't mind the Nationals stack, but I've tried that a lot and it hasn't worked out this year. Nationals bats have not done what I've expected, to say the very least. But back to third base today. Jorge Polanco, 3K, you know, back off his suspension for a couple of days now. And pretty fair salary on him in a great hitting environment. That Minnesota ballpark is definitely conducive to some power there. So Jorge Polanco, not a bad option for us tonight. Brian Anderson, nice power on him, batting second against Jeremy Hellickson. So he is a guy to give some consideration to in that middle tier. I'm just trying not to give you all the top flight big name guys today because that's not going to do you any good. Adrian Beltre against Matt Boyd, righty lefty matchup for him. We'll see if he cracks the lineup tonight, but if he does, 334 in that matchup, Woba, 372 average and 424 weighted OBA over the last two seasons for Adrian Beltre versus lefties. He could be pretty chalky at that salary. Okay, moving on to shortstop here next. And I haven't talked a whole lot about Arizona bats. Nick Ahmed might be a choice if he's batting second tonight against Eric Lauer. 3,300 on DraftKings is his salary. Over on Fantasy Draft today, he's 65. FanDuel, he's 26. Again, you're going to need to find some pretty low-dollar crappers, I think, today if you're firing 7K pitcher on DraftKings with a 13K starter there in Verlander, which I think is probably the path to go. Other guys to look at in maybe that middle tier, you've got Elvis Andrus batting second against Matt Boyd, 3,800. I'm not stacking up Texas today, but I don't mind the one-offs when they're there. Trey Turner, he's fine. Again, I'd probably rather have him in a stack than in a one-off at 4.6K, but really good matchup Woba there, but pretty small sample size on the pitcher side of that. 347 his number versus righties, 170 ISO the last two seasons. Let's see. I think Nick Ahmed's going to be a guy to really look at today. 397 his weighted OBA versus lefties, so he's been pretty good in that handedness split. All right, last position for us is going to be the outfield. And top plate IQ premium score this morning, Nelson Cruz, Mitch Haniger, 1-2. So they do not like Mr. Barria all that much. And Nelson Cruz with 20, that's right, 20 positive plate IQ premium factors for him. I'm not going to go through the list. You've got to subscribe to get them yourselves, but he's got 20 positive and only 4 negative. 5,100 is his salary for you tonight. AJ Pollock is back, by the way, as well. He gets a lefty. FanDuel, probably the better spot for him at 36. Fantasy Draft, he's at 88. DraftKings, he is at 49. So you can take a look there. Mike Matuk, he is popping on some models this morning against Yovani Gallardo, mainly because if he's in that leadoff spot, he's 3,200. Lineup's going to turn over. Only a 2K salary for him over there on FanDuel tonight. Fantasy Draft, 6,600. So looking like a source of salary relief potentially here tonight. Let's see what else we got here at the outfield position. Otani, he is at 4K tonight if you want to go there. Should return to the lineup. He is, you know, certainly a guy to consider, assuming he does crack the lineup today. Ryan Rua is 2,700. He's tagged by Stevie today as one of his favorite value plays in the outfield, just 2,700. And Adam Jones, I don't hate him today. Decent plate IQ score, 3,500 tonight. Not certainly looking to stack up Baltimore, but certainly a team that you can find some pieces for relatively on the cheap. I did talk about Milwaukee, Hernan Perez today, also second base eligible against Fried. He is only 3,300, so you can give him a little bit of a look trying to bring up some numbers on him. Not the best weighted OBA versus lefties in his career, but again, if you're looking from a stack perspective, you can get him in your lineup at a pretty decent price. Ryan Braun tonight, 355 WOBA versus lefties, 245 ISO. Price is not free by any measure, but definitely I do think we're going to see a couple of home runs from the Brewers here tonight. All right, that is my outlook. I'm going to give you the stacks. I'm going to stack up the Brewers tonight. I'm not sure you're going to need to stack tonight, but I'm going to. I'm going to stack up the Brewers on a team. I'm going to stack up the Nationals on a team here tonight. The, you know, I don't say chalk, but you know, the highest, one of the highest team totals. I actually got surprised here. The Astros are only at 4.9 here versus a lefty in Carlos Rodon, where the Nationals are 5.18 implied early on this morning. So Nats, Brewers, and we'll see about the Twins too. I don't love stacking them up, but I'll be curious to see where Vegas puts him, puts that team here tonight against Andrew Cashner. But there you go. Not my favorite slate that we'll ever have in DFS, but the good news is we've got a Friday coming up tomorrow, and it's going to be much, much better. Full slate of games for us there. If you haven't checked out our premium 7-day free trial, make sure you do. I talk about some of the numbers here in the podcast. Well, guess what? You can see them all for yourself, and they're going to help you build better lineups, we believe so, and certainly going to save you some time in terms of the research. The PlateIQ tool by itself is absolutely amazing, so check them out, and I think you'll find it pretty useful. We also, I don't know if we're supposed to promote this, but I'm going to saw it, so I'm going to mention it. Day passes. So if you don't want to get a whole monthly subscription, if you're only going to play a couple of days a week, you can get a day pass for, I think it's like $4, and you get all the content for the day. So that's not a bad little idea. I know we just started that, so hopefully the suits don't get mad at me for mentioning it, but if it's on the site, I feel like I am at liberty to talk about it, so I'm going to. So something new for you there. XM tonight, make sure you catch us. I'm actually going to be on with Beer, and Stevie's going to join us. We're going to talk a little NASCAR. If you haven't subscribed to his package yet for NASCAR DFS, I'll tell you what. He's getting red hot. A big week for him last week, and I'll tell you, some of the best money you will spend on a weekly basis if you're playing Daily Fantasy NASCAR is right there with him. So he's going to join us tonight. We'll talk a little racing, maybe a little MLB as well with him. And so check that out, 6 to 7 Eastern. We got you through the month of July. We're off in August during the week, and then back in September again. So that's the rundown for the XM schedule. And if you didn't know, our friends at the Fantasy Insiders back again. Their new site should be launching, I'm guessing, any day now. And in the meantime, you can catch them there on Sirius XM from midnight to 2. David Kitchen back hosting that show a couple of days a week. Good crew of people there. So check that out. But I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow. And thanks to Fantasy Draft for sponsoring the show. Give them a deposit. And good luck in your game. See you, everybody.